Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Feels good. The time has come to enjoy myself. I've left my problems up on the shelf. The workday's over and I got it made. Like Johnny Kemp said, I just got paid and I'm ready to mingle. Young man, single and free, ready to get busy. Down to party, hardy, and have a good time. All I need is a partner in crime. Call up the homies and hope they might say they're down to paint the town red tonight. Look in the closet and pull out the hype gear. Hook up the high top fade and I'm out of here. To a disco or a party of some kind. Hope that I would find myself a good time. Before I'm through and the night is done, man, I'm gonna have fun.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Stardom 100 Radio. I'm your host, Tanisha Starr Davis. Again, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to follow the radio show. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Stardom 100 Blog and on Facebook at Stardom 100 Blog. You can also keep up with me, your host, Tanisha Starr Davis, on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis. Okay, today we're talking about a very disturbing situation that recently took place in Saraland, Alabama, at a Waffle House. And what happened is a young lady was asking one of the employees there, a white lady by the name of Goldie, could she have some plastic utensils. The lady then told her that there was a charge for plastic utensils and that it was 50 cents. Many of you who have ate at Waffle House before, I mean, I can attest to the fact that I've never been charged for plasticware. I mean, I just paid for my food. So why am I paying 50 cents to get the utensils to eat my food? That doesn't make sense. So anyway, the lady calls Saraland Police Department out on the young girl whose name in the video is named Kiki. So the police get there in the video, which you can go and check out the video and what took place on by visiting www.stardom100blog.com. That's stardom100blog.com. But in the video, you see the young lady Kiki sitting in a chair. She's sitting in a chair by the window, and the police officer is tugging on her. He's tugging on her, and she's saying, "I haven't done anything." And you can also hear her friend in the background saying, "All we did is ask for the number to corporate," because she was trying to call corporate and let them know, "This lady is trying to charge me for plastic utensils, and I've never had to pay for no plastic utensils." You know, and so the police officers, they're tugging her, you know, pulling on her. And finally, you know, you see as the video goes on, this young lady being slammed to the floor. She's telling the officer, "He's about to break my arm." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to break your arm." And you see about two other officers handling this young lady. This young lady's clothes are being pulled to where she's exposed. You know, this young lady is being exposed on the floor of a Waffle House with all of these people around her, and she's being exposed. Her body is being exposed. And these officers didn't even have, first of all, they were in the wrong how to handle it, but you didn't even have the decency or the respect for this young lady to at least, you know, help her pull her dress back up so that her body is not exposed. This was horrible. This was horrible. This was disturbing to watch. It was very disturbing to watch because, first of all, how they handled it was wrong. Who does all of that because someone is asking for, does that? Who does that? You know, and that just shows just, that just shows, like, how some of these people really feel about us as black people. You know, it really shows how they feel about us, because that what went down was just uncalled for. And right now we have Mario Yao with the J45 morning show in Mobile, Alabama, who was part of the protest on yesterday about this situation. Mario Yao, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning. Good morning. Will you share with listeners your thoughts about this situation that happened at the Waffle House?
I feel like the situation is really a disgrace, period. I think the Sarah Land Police Department, the mayor, and the Waffle House needs to be held accountable for what happened to the young lady up there. I'm upset about it. I found out late last night, over in the morning, that she's a daughter of a friend of mine, so that made it a little more personal.
Wow.
It was already personal because, you know what I'm saying, it was a black woman that was done like that by three male white police officers. Like,
right.
I just don't get it. Police officer job is supposed to be to protect and serve, not, you know what I'm saying, coming in and just, I almost want to say, sexually abuse and mistreat you and wrongfully arrest you over some plastic wet. The restaurant don't even sell the plastic wet. Did you know that?
Wow. I've never paid for plastic wet at Waffle House.
There is no charge for it. We asked the area manager yesterday, who's over the stores in Mobile and Baldwin counties, that was there yesterday. He said that they charge for takeout orders, carryout orders. There's a charge for that, but there is no charge for plastic silverware, plastic utensils.
Wow.
So our question was, so why was the waitress even trying to charge 50 cents? I mean, she's robbing your store if she's taking 50 cents, you know what I'm saying, illegally, when you're not even charging as a corporation, and you get upset because this female asks you about the corporate number, to ask about that, because not only was this female a patron or a customer of this establishment, she's a repeat customer. Because she was just there the night before eating. So, I guess if it was worth those 50 cents, then hey.
Wow.
I'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate you all protesting yesterday about this situation. We need more people to stand up in the community and do what you all were doing yesterday. Because this shouldn't just go under the rug. You know, it shouldn't be just swept under the rug. It's horrible. Like, just watching the video, it made me so upset because, you know, those of us who know our rights, you know what, you know, can be done and can't be done, and the fact that they had no respect. They treated this young lady like, almost like she just wasn't even human. Like, she didn't even deserve no respect. Like, no point were they trying to, you know, give her the chance to at least cover herself back up. You know, she had done
no
wrong.
It wasn't even, know what I'm saying, time for information. That's the same way they did with Wild Man yesterday when they did to arrest him. And I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, that was really wrong. Like, police officers getting upset before they even first come in contact with the person that they're being called on. Like, why are you even an officer? Like, you got, I don't know. It's crazy.
You shouldn't even be on duty.
You shouldn't even be an officer, period.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know. It's like they even had the lieutenant who was the commanding officer yesterday up there when they got Wild Man. He called me by my name, called me, asked me, because he talked to me over to the side and was like, if he had heard I was leading the protest. Well, I don't know where he got that from, but hey, if you want to call me as a leader because nobody else, okay, well, whatever. But I'm actually, no, I didn't put nothing together, nothing for that. But I was there in protest because I have daughters, and you know what I'm saying? I thank God I wasn't there because y'all probably be saying justice for y'all, because I just can't see myself sitting there and watching that unfold and then do anything or intervene in it. So,
right. it was just horrible to watch. Like I said, there was a scene where a young white lady stated that they she was a witness. She was there when it happened. And she said that a lot of them were afraid to intervene. But she was speaking out saying that this lady had done no wrong. The young lady, Kiki, had done no wrong. You know, she said, we watched. She hadn't done no wrong. She said the officer came in there with the main intention to arrest her. They didn't ask her no questions. They weren't trying to listen to her. They came in to arrest her. And that right there just says a lot. And that's just coming from a white lady that was at the restaurant. She said they came in with the intention to arrest her. They weren't trying to hear her side. And it's just sad. You know, she's trying to tell them what's going on. And they ain't even trying to hear her. And like you said, the officer's job, their job's not to protect us. You know what I'm saying? That really,
exactly.
You know, shakes up something within me to feel like, man, you know what I'm saying? You can't even be protected by the people that, you know, have been hired
that
to do this
paid.
Job, and they didn't even want to listen.
Yeah, and you the taxpayer. The taxpayers pay police salaries.
Right.
Do they not know that? The citizens are your bosses, really.
Right.
But
your job is to protect and serve us. We paying for you to be out here. And, you know, and I'm shocked that I haven't seen Sarah Land's mayor. I haven't seen, you know, nobody from Sarah Land. I haven't seen nobody speak up.
I'm almost certain that you will hear something from the mayor, if not the chief
mm-hmm.
of police, today. Because, you know, yesterday
mm-hmm.
was Sunday, so
right.
The office part of the municipality was closed. That's why I was telling a couple people that was like, y'all, we need to go and march at the police station. I was like, well, what good is it going to do when they close today?
Right, right. Y'all.
So that was
going to
be like a wasted effort. Yeah. You know, I had a couple people that got upset with me. That don't make no sense. Y'all should go. You know what I'm saying? The police department. I was like, well, man, what you got to look at? And guess what? How did the police even first get into this situation?
Because someone from the Waffle House
called. Now, was the police actions right when he came? When they came? No, they were not.
No.
So, those, they
right.
put themselves into the situation more than what they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
They put up first yesterday. The first person jumped out of the police vehicle was a female officer. Like, where was the female
wow.
officers last night?
Right.
That was several
right.
female officers came up there throughout the day. But I'm just like, where were they last night when y'all were dealing with a black female, like our queen? So you mean to tell me it's okay
right.
to just do black women like that? No, it's not okay to me.
It's not. It's not. It's not acceptable. They could have called out a female officer to handle the situation, and they didn't care. Like I said, they treated her like she wasn't even human, like she wasn't nobody important to respect. Like even, it's like I said, it's disturbing. Even her sitting there, she ain't doing it. She ain't fighting. She, you know, acting up. She's sitting down, and you're tugging on her. You're just pulling on her. Like,
exactly.
that, all of that was just out of order. Like, that ain't even police protocol. That, your job is to get there and find out what's going on. And when you found out, oh, it's over plasticware, oh, that's the time to communicate, you know what I'm saying, and see how you can resolve it, even if you have to say, okay, well, just leave the premises or whatever like that. But she ain't doing that. She ain't doing nothing wrong at all. For all that took place, she didn't do nothing wrong, you know. And, I ain't happy about it. So I'm hoping that – I'm so glad you all did protest, and I'm hoping that something is done about it. Something needs to be done with those officers. And something needs to be done with that employee. She don't deserve to work there. We just seen this incident with Starbucks, you know, and Starbucks stepped in and handled, you know, what happened. So, you know.
Yeah. The Waffle House needs to be held accountable just as.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I plan on being back up there again. I'm actually getting ready now.
Okay.
To go ahead on and post up wherever. I'm going to be at today as far as was that.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you, Mario. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
like I said, I appreciate
me.
What you all are doing. And thank you for being on the show and sharing your insight on what happened. And we support what you're doing for the young lady. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, thank you to everyone that's tuned in this morning with us on Starter 100 Radio. You just got some insight from Mario Yao, the Big Yao, J45 Show in Mobile, Alabama, speaking about the incident that happened in Saraland, Alabama. Share your thoughts, comment, let me know how you feel about what took place. Again, you can see the video if you visit www.starter100blog.com. You can see what transpired over the weekend in Saraland, Alabama. And let me hear your thoughts. Thank you again for tuning in to Starter 100 Radio. This is your host, Tanisha Starr Davis, and we are out.
Oh, yeah. Feels good.